This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
California again dealing with several major wildfires. The biggest right now, the Lake Fire in Southern California, which has burned over 11,000 acres. It's just 5% contained as of last night's update. And more than 100 homes have been evacuated near Lake Hughes, where this man says most of his part of the neighborhood has been wiped out.
It just took it out, you know, so It's just sad.
White House advisor and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, calling a new peace agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates a historic breakthrough, telling reporters the administration played a key role in facilitating the deal, which normalizes relations between Israel and the UAE. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Milwaukee's mayor wants to know if the city is on the hook for the money that's been spent on the now virtual DNC. A Milwaukee TV station reporting a letter from Mayor Tom Barrett is asking convention organizers how much Milwaukee might have to pay back. Barrett wants to know about security money and other things the city received. The CDC reports a quarter of young adults considered suicide over the past month, and it's related to the pandemic. The agency surveyed over 5,400 young people in June, and the results accounted for those aged 18 to 24. New data also showing a recent surge of anxiety and substance abuse among all age groups. More than 40% of the people surveyed say they've experienced a mental or behavioral health condition connected to the health crisis, and nearly 15% reported turning to substance abuse because of it. This is USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
The president continues to call for the safe reopening of schools, and USA Radio's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump is calling for the safe reopening of schools. During a briefing, the president noted mitigation efforts and health protocols to protect students and teachers can make it possible. As far as what parents need to know, Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel says,
studies have shown that children under the age of 10 are much less likely to be spreading COVID-19 to adults. It was true in Greece, in Switzerland, and in Australia. So that's where we're starting from. I think a lot of what happens in schools is, are adults taking precautions? Are the teachers congregating too close together? Are they obeying social distancing? So I think that young children, Ainsley, especially given the tremendous public health cost of keeping the schools closed, I think we should start with considering opening the elementary schools first, because the chances of spread from kids to adults is low, and the tremendous cost in terms of public health is very, very high.
The mayor of a small town in Virginia is now being urged to resign following a Facebook post in which he claimed Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden, quote, just announced Aunt Jemima as his running mate, end quote. Lorraine Mayor Barry Pressgraves made the comment over the weekend and has since faced a bitter backlash from the town council as well as other residents throughout the state calling him a racist. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop now, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. Lots to talk about. Having a little bit of technical difficulty this morning connecting with Horace Cooper. It must be Friday. That's what it is. Fridays, for some reason, the gremlins come out in mass force, and they do this to us. We'll keep working to get connected here with the nationally recognized legal commentator, an adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board, the infamous Horace Cooper. We have so much to talk about. Getting his perspective on what's going on with between Biden and Harris, and see what see his ideas, what's going on. Certainly. The latest update on COVID, so much to discuss with him. Meanwhile, it's interesting to hear the response as a result of John MacArthur. I don't know if you heard over the weekend his church, he finally, and he had signaled, to the state that the church has had enough of this, particularly in California, and 7,000 people came and worshiped in his church. And just, you might say, in defiance to Governor Newsom and all the threats, disconnecting water and power that's happening, in Los Angeles. Look, it is time for the church to come forward. And I agree with Franklin Graham, who said that, our country is deteriorating. It's incredible what the socialists are doing in this country. And these are socialists. I mean, you look at the pattern of what's happening, and you thought, never in America. But, I mean, this is European socialism, and one of the things that they do repeatedly is try to quiet the church. That's important to people of faith, because they know that as long as people of faith are standing guard, it's impossible for them to take over. And this has been a gradual moment, and movement over the decades, that God, less and less matters. And, of course, there was a big announcement during the Obama administration when the president himself declared that America was no longer a Christian nation, if you recall. And Congressman Randy Forbes asked that question, when did that happen? When did it happen, and who is Barack Obama to declare that America is no longer a Christian nation? Because there's still many Christians in this country, and many who are increasingly, I said, sad and willing to do something about it. This is why many are coming together. We're expecting something like 500,000 people coming together at the mall in Washington, D.C. in September, September the 26th. You need to mark that date, save that date, and plan to be there with us. It is a day of repentance. The problem that we have in America today isn't Donald Trump. It's not Joe Biden. It's not Nancy Pelosi. The government is not helping us, certainly, But at the very core and problem and issue of America today is the fact that we've turned our back on God. And maybe in that sense, Barack Obama was right when he said that America is no longer a Christian nation, and we're paying that price. Horace Cooper joins us now. Horace, I was just sharing with the audience that coming up in September, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but there's going to be a big event at the mall in D.C., and it's called The Return. And they're expecting at least 500,000 people to show up at the mall in D.C., and to have a day of focused repentance, because what many are seeing, what's happening in our country today, is a spiritual issue, not necessarily a political issue. We see the political outgrowth and manifestation, but people are stopping there, not realizing there is something more definitive at the root and problematic. What do you say?
Well, absolutely. There is always been a biblical principle that it's important for people, if they're interested in having the divine intervention and support from the Creator, that they demonstrate worthiness, that they repent, that they acknowledge who He is and who they are in relation to Him. And it is... I guess it's 2 Chronicles 7:14 that Ronald Reagan said was his favorite Bible verse. Mm-hmm. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and repent and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear them and I will heal their land. This country is a country that was premised on religious freedom, on faith, and we have had several large nationwide revivals, and we're 100 years, but we're almost 100 years away from the last great revival. So it's certainly time, and I think the circumstances that we're experiencing right now would demonstrate the value of it.
Yeah, it's interesting. You mentioned 2 Chronicles 7:14. Read the previous verse and tell me if what's happening today is not pertinent. God says, when I shut up the heavens so that there's no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people. And we would perceive that COVID-19 is a pestilence.
Oh, absolutely. I think that that's fair to say. As I said, we often as a nation have had opportunities. We did so in the 19th century, we did so in the 20th century, where the people collectively acknowledged who they were in relation to their Creator. And that acknowledgement was something that was pervasive and powerful. I've talked to you about this in many other contexts. Mm-hmm. Societies in which people hold themselves to Judeo-Christian principles, those societies prosper. Those societies are happier. Those societies are healthier. When you want to talk about going to work in a workplace, if you're a man and a woman working in a workplace, which would you imagine, just without much thought, would be a healthier working relationship where two people or majority of the force uphold the values of the Judeo-Christian ethic, or you have people that say, I can debase people on the basis of their gender, and by that I mean spending hours looking at pornography, going to facilities where people who are often disadvantaged economically are told, hey, this is a great opportunity for you. Sell your body. Sell yourself. Who would you rather work with? A person who spends hours experiencing the debasement of their fellow man, or a person who spends time blessing their fellow man?
Exactly. And Horace, you know, today in this woke society that we are enduring, on the surface, it sounds good, but there's little substance. And this is what experience has taught us, has it not?
Oh, absolutely. That's true. And one of the benefits of understanding our history is is to not have to repeat our errors, not have to repeat our mistakes.
Well, and here we are doing exactly that, repeating our mistakes, and not only our mistakes, but mistakes of others centuries ago one more time. It seems like it is a constant cycle that humanity is in the middle of. Our guest, Horace Cooper, continues with us. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Okay, a little bit ornery. I agree. But look at That's just for some spice, you know, because we need to have spice in here. And it's also why we have Horace Cooper with us, the former constitutional law professor, recognized legal commentator, author of the book, How Trump is Making Black America Great Again. Horace, you were in a discussion the other night that I found was quite interesting, but also I just wanted the discussion to continue because it's really important for people to understand that people of color, I'm talking brown, black, anything in between here, we're being perceived by the Democrats as some sort of monolith that, you know, somehow we're consistently liberal and that sort of thing. But what's happening with the left is, as they've taken this hard left with Biden and Harris and being spurred on by the squad and Nancy Pelosi et al., is people of color going, wait, that's not me. I cannot go along with the choices and the direction that they're on. And, can you break that down a little bit more for us?
Well, exactly right. First of all, as Martin Luther King pointed out, that people are supposed to be judged by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin. Our friends on the left can't seem to get away from that. And what I was concerned about is the idea that because of the predominant number of black Americans vote for Democrats, it's the same thing as saying that they support the social justice warrior agenda. When you ask black America specific policy questions, you get answers that the SJWs hate. Mm-hmm. They actually, black America, wants greater support and a financial support for our law enforcement, and they want a greater presence by law enforcement in communities. They do not believe that people should be given unlimited amounts of time to be on welfare. Black Americans think that. I'm just saying, when you ask them the questions, when you ask it in surveys, you see two-thirds to three-quarters saying that the church and the faith presence is missed in our public square, and that we need more of it, not less. The social justice warriors believe in exactly the opposite. We did a survey of black Americans where we asked, how much more for a gallon of gas would you be willing to spend in order to, quote, save the environment? It took lowering the amount to under one penny before you could get a majority of blacks to say yes. Not a nickel, certainly not a dime, not 25 cents. The social justice warrior mindset, which is what Kamala Harris promotes, Joe Biden, when they say things like, we're going to eliminate fracking, we're going to stop the effort to become energy independent, we're going to punish people who are trying to work hard. As you know, in California, there is a huge push by the law to make it harder for people to be independent contractors. Mm-hmm. You can't say on the one hand, hey, all these people discriminate against me, I don't have a possibility of working, and then when I try to be my own boss, you then say, well, no, you can't do that either. You can't have it both ways. Black Americans have disproportionately benefited from being able to be independent contractors and providing services. What the Biden-Harris agenda is the opposite of that. That will not be popular with black Americans, and that's not going to be popular with America as a whole. And it's part and parcel, as you said, of this idea that, oh, just look at their skin color and we already know how they're going to vote. It's just not true.
Right. Well, the thing that the Democrats are doing is mediocritizing the country. I mean, how dare they? What arrogance to think that Horace Cooper could only be allowed to achieve a certain amount of stature and status because it's predetermined by the government. I mean, think about it. And this is what socialists do. They flatten the curve of excellence, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mention this, that in my book, my grandfather, he wanted to start up a dry cleaning service. He ultimately was able to be one of the most effective and largest dry cleaning services in the county. But because of his race, he was not allowed to buy the land. Because of his race, he was not allowed to get a loan. Because of his race, he wasn't allowed to, quote, have it named by him. This is no different than in the 21st century in California. Yes. If you want to start a car service, if you want to start a handyman service, or any other kind of contracting service, you are told you can't do it in your name. Now, they say, oh, well, we're doing it to protect you. Well, they told my grandfather the same thing. It wasn't about stopping you. It was about protecting you. There's no difference. It just required my grandfather to work harder, and he did, and he overcame it, but no one was supposed to have to do that. No one was supposed to have to do that in the 1940s and 50s, and no one should have to do that in the 2020s.
Horace, am I the only one that has a problem with the fact that we're going to have people voting before we have the first debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden?
And this is the problem that the left has, which is you don't need information. Now, if I was selling you a pickup truck, if I was selling you a house, if I was selling you a warranty, any other kind of product, the left is sitting right there to say, oh, whoa, 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 whoa. They need to make an informed decision. They need to have all of the information. You can't just let them buy that. They can't be trusted. And yet, before we hear from the candidates, they say we want to have a third, 40%, as many as we can, Americans vote. It is amazing, this idea. Now, I mentioned those other things when you purchase them. Most Americans, when they buy a car, they do not spend 6 months shopping. Even when you're buying a house, you don't spend that much. Typically, when you're looking to buy a car, it's because either the car's lease is over or the car's broken down, and you might give yourself 2 weeks to try things out. That's when America is going to start focusing. Sometime in September, maybe in October, and that's when voting is appropriate to have occurred. Not well before people have even had debates, which happen at the end of the month in September.
Well, how does it, and also the other thing that they're saying is that Joe Biden is not even going to attend the convention where his nomination is going to be sealed. How does that happen?
I want you to buy my new vehicle. You cannot take it for a test drive. You cannot have any, no, I don't want you to read anything about it. I don't want you to see anything. I just want you to come here, sign this document, and if you agree, I'll set you up to a 60-month or an 84-month plan, and at some point, I'll bring it to your house. That's what this is.
Yeah. Well, it's consistent with what Nancy Pelosi said, remember, with the passing of Obamacare. Remember, she was so gleeful, you know. Well, we just have to pass it to find out what's in it. Like it's some sort of, you know, jack-in-the-box, loaded jack-in-the-box that's going to spring upon us once they get the secured vote, right?
I know what you need more than you know what you need.
Yeah.
Which is the opposite of self-government. We're premised on the idea that with the right information, we can make the decisions about how our lives are to be led. The left doesn't trust us. The left doesn't trust the American people. And every chance they get where they can interfere, they do.
So what is it going to look like? Joe Biden's not there. Kamala Harris is there. What is that going to look like?
Imagine we're going to see something we've never seen before, a campaign that is attempting to be virtual. That won't be authentic. That won't be real. And let's see if the American people do what my grandfather called buy a pig and a poke.
Exactly. And I think especially at times like this and as much debate as there have been so far, I think people underestimate the engagement of the voter politic, Horace Cooper. I hope that I'm not misreading this, but at least what I'm seeing, I see heightened interest, and I think their pig in the poke is, you know, good luck. Horace Cooper has been with us. Thank you, Horace. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
California again dealing with several major wildfires. The biggest right now, the Lake Fire in Southern California, which has burned over 11,000 acres. It's just 5% contained as of last night's update. And more than 100 homes have been evacuated near Lake Hughes, where this man says most of his part of the neighborhood has been wiped out.
It just took it out, you know, so it's just sad.
White House advisor and the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, calling a new peace agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates a historic breakthrough, telling reporters the administration played a key role in facilitating the deal, which normalizes relations between Israel and the UAE. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
You know, this is the challenge, I guess, and also the opportunity of hope. If you lose hope, you just can't see the opportunity right now, maybe in the midst of COVID and all this political infighting and fear mongering that's taken place. We're just not seeing the obvious. And I tell you, this is why I appreciate Dr. Wilfred Riley coming on with us. He's the political science professor at Kentucky State University, author of Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. And let me tell you, this book, I got to tell you, Wilfred, I had couple of my friends say, you look at it, I picked up the book, I heard you and Dr. Riley talking about this, and this really, the book really upset me, because I realized, because of the research and everything, the way you present Taboo 10 Facts, I mean, you are putting the truth right in the face of people, and it's hard to deny that we've been worked here.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the most consistent responses I've gotten to the book, actually. People often ask me, this is true for both blacks, whites, Latinos, but are we fighting over nothing? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, the first chapter of Taboo literally looks at the police violence that we've been hearing so much about for years now. The police are committing a genocide against black people or even against young men more broadly. I mean, the total number of unarmed people shot by the police last year was about 60. if I recall correctly, 14 of them were black. Mm-hmm. So most people simply aren't aware of those kind of facts. I mean, the next chapter goes into interracial crime. And I make the point, the half-joking line I always use is the person most likely to kill you is your ex-wife. Yeah. But in all reality, violent black-white interracial crime, it's about 500,000 crimes a year. That's about 5% of crime, first of all. There are 12 million crimes in a year. And second, and we in the minority community have to be upfront about this, when it does occur, it's 70 to 80% black on white or POC on white. Mm-hmm. So again, there's not an epidemic of Ahmaud Arbery's, for example. So I've had a lot of people, and again, across that sort of color bar say, this is pretty interesting. Why don't we know this? And I mean, I think to some extent, there are people that consciously don't want us to.
Right. Well, I think especially when emotion comes on the way it does, and it is, it sells papers, it sells clicks. You know, you get a lot of people excited over it. It takes a while to, you know, remind them of the facts and remind them of the empirical evidence. And right now, the country is still exercised. And sometimes, you know, when you come with the facts right away to offer some balance, they all but want to tar and feather you and get you out of the room, and you're canceled right away. We don't want to hear your truth. We don't want to hear your facts.
Yeah, I think that's definitely true. I mean, this goes back really to the ancient Greeks. I mean, you might correct the terms. I think it's a logos versus pathos. Yeah. It's the idea of logic versus the idea of, you know, kind of the red-faced guy just back from the battle shouting. And there's always been a tendency, especially in democratic societies where you don't have sort of one calm, high IQ emperor, to favor pathos. I mean, I do think that's an issue. Now, again, in the actual Greek plays, logos usually wins the debate. I mean, in the end, an intelligent person can only hear facts so many times before having to kind of deal with the implications of reality. But you definitely see this now. I mean, we have mobs in the streets not because anyone demonstrated that there's more black-on-white or white-on-black crime than there was in 1954. Of course there's not. We used to have actual race riots in this country, both sides fighting with sticks. We have mobs in the street because of the video of George Floyd, which lasts 8 minutes. So, yeah, an image, a picture can be powerful. That can be worth 1,000 words. But we have to remember that when you see a picture 50 times, that thing that you're seeing didn't happen 50 times. You're being influenced by an image or an idea rather than by the fact.
Exactly. And being hyped up, sadly, by the media, and this is where I believe the media is irresponsible in doing this.
Okay.
It's much the same thing. Well, I got to tell you, you know, I mean, I was born and raised in California. I tell people, you know, we had earthquakes. They come, they go, 2 days, you know, they're done, and then you're rebuilding. In Florida, you know, we've got a hurricane coming, and you think it's a Super Bowl event. I mean, for 10, 12 days. And with each 15-minute cycle, the hyperbole increases. And I'm going, wait a minute, you've got an elderly population. You are going to ignite a cardiac arrest of epic proportions because of all the hype you're doing.
Yeah, I think, and so there are a couple of important points there. One is trade-offs versus solutions. So, I mean, the media, when it comes to things like overhyping COVID among young people or overhyping race violence or overhyping dangerous weather, what they say they're doing is, you know, trying to protect people from any risk of injury. But the question is, to some extent, aren't you causing more harm? I mean, if you have healthy young people staying indoors all day, drinking liquor, you know, considering self-harm or suicide, and this is happening nationally.
Exactly.
Don't you understand the chance that you might get more people killed than you would by calmly presenting the facts? That's certainly true in terms of the media coverage of race violence, which is what kept these riots going, really.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, people, and the fighting went on in Portland for, what, 74 days or something like
that?
Yeah,
we're 75 and counting.
Yeah, wow, that's remarkable. And, I mean, you can get into a lot of things, the police response there. But a big part of that has to be the fact that there are these crowds of reporters around the courthouse, you know, documenting individual rioters fighting with individual police. This is on the local news for 20 minutes every night. I mean, to some extent, if you just tone down that level of coverage to stop making criminals into heroes, there'd be fewer people out there fighting. I mean, obviously, appearing on television is something people want to do, even in that silly context.
Mm-hmm.
There's also an incredible bias in terms of what's presented. So, I mean, we recently had the Cannon-Hinnant case,
mm-hmm.
where a kid who is, the kid's 5 years old, is playing outside with his sister, and an individual who had some issues with his dad and possibly some racial issues as well walked up to the kid and shot him in the head. The young man is dead, the suspect in custody. But, I mean, the media focused on this case very, very little. There was a short piece in Newsweek, and a lot of people have mentioned the dynamics here, that in this case the victim was a white guy, the shooter was a black guy. Would we have seen more national riots had the races, the backgrounds been reversed? I mean, quite possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a five-year-old and his sister.
Yeah.
Do you imagine the horror that this child is carrying with her till the day she dies? Not to mention the ripple effect with the rest of the family. I mean, something like this. I mean, this is abominable. I mean, this is our society. This is what it has reduced itself to. And as you say, 75, 76 nights of riotous behavior out of control. And I think you're touching on something significant here. It's kind of like when you have a mass murderer. You know, the trend has been here recently. We don't even want to know the guy's name. You know, we're not even going to mention the guy's name. But here we are, we're giving notoriety to these rioters. And interestingly enough, I mean, people of color are seeing a segment of those rioters. They don't even relate to those rioters. You know, they're just stepping away, right? And it's almost like George Floyd he's already served his purpose for them. And they're moving on, and they're just all about destruction.
Well, this is something that we've both talked about, frankly, as minority businessmen. Mm-hmm. That, I mean, in a lot of these situations, like the initial Minneapolis riots, what you saw very early on was criminal organizations that have to be large majority white. I mean, Antifa, if you want to use that term, the original Black Bloc, Communist Youth Action, all these groups rapidly moving in and kind of taking over the social media promotion of the protests, I think it's fair to say, even from BLM. And as a result of that, you started seeing the fighters for these groups doing some damage, attacking some businesses that were very often minority-owned. And the image that I've used here before that we've discussed is the crowd in Minneapolis of mostly white guys burning a black business, a Score sports bar, while chanting Black Lives Matter. And if you actually listen to the interviews with a lot of the white rioters, there's a lot of actual racism there in terms of subtle prejudice about what minorities can do. So, I mean, they keep saying things like, well, we may be destroying, but this society so totally prevents, you know, African Americans from accumulating wealth that we really couldn't do that much damage to them. We're fighting for a newer day. And that would probably come as a surprise to the black owners of these, you know, $1 million and $2 million buildings. I mean, there are many successful black and Hispanic Americans who are seeing their life's work set on fire by a diverse crowd, but one with a lot of white guys in it, for sure.
Yeah, and let's not forget, we got to throw in reparations, too, because this is all part and parcel of it, right?
Well, a lot of these kids, now there actually are peaceful BLM protesters in the Martin Luther King tradition that have some real points about qualified police immunity and so on, but a lot of these kids out here rioting don't seem to have heard any moral philosophy other than Karl Marx.
Exactly. We gotta hit pause right now. We've got more from Dr. Wilfred Riley after this. Stay with us.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest
lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I got to tell you, you appreciate the courage of Dr. Wilfred Riley in his book, Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. And it's on full display in Chapter 1, as we made reference in the first segment. Taboo, obvious fact 1, the police aren't murdering black people. You know, the facts and the evidence is irrelevant when emotions are reigning, and in some cases to such a degree that you wonder, you know, well, when is enough enough? When is Portland, when have they, you know, they get to that point where they fight themselves out? I mean, this is almost like, in a sense, they're lying in the sand, and they're not going to let go of this easy. And unless the city gets really serious about cleaning this up, I mean, what are we going to be all the way to the all the way to voting, all the way to November 3rd? They're still rioting in the streets in Portland.
Well, you stole my joke. Actually, I was going to say that one way or another, either with, you know, Trump resurgent without having to worry about getting elected, or Biden in office, I mean, I guarantee we'll see an end to this by November 4th, 2020.
Yeah, but, that's what people are saying about COVID-19. They say, you know, we'll be over COVID-19 on November the 4th.
Yeah, I mean, it's, now again, with COVID-19, it is important, I will say, to be careful, because they're actually, I mask up religiously around seniors. Mm-hmm. Like, there actually is a pool that's at risk. I mean, I was recently asked, and I thought this was cool. I was asked as one of KSU's faculty and executives to be on what's called the Gold Label Commission for at least the universities, possibly the state of Kentucky, looking at COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And I mean, clearly, there's a high risk elder demographic. I mean, we've lost 790 seniors in Kentucky. But yeah, the way COVID-19 is being presented is, again, another example of this kind of media malfeasance. And by media malfeasance, what I mean is taking something that does exist in reality. Of course, the human race is sometimes fight. But slanting your coverage of it by reporting cases only in one direction and then wildly exaggerating it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the media coverage of COVID-19, a young scholar I'm friends with who'd rather remain nameless actually recently did this, something like 80% of media coverage focuses on what you could call atypical victims. So we keep seeing these stories like, you know, kids who've had COVID, do they have chronic follow-up conditions? It turns out that that involved 80 people in New York, and the answer is no.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, a young mom writing for our paper tells us what it's like to have COVID-19. Or you saw Chris Cuomo, you know, isolated in his house, quote-unquote, although he kept going out bicycling and going.
Theoretically, right.
Yeah, but, I mean, he had COVID-19. This is what COVID looks like. And in reality, the typical COVID victim is 82. So I don't want to ramble on about this, but that's another area where, yeah, the media could easily change its tone the first day into a Biden presidency, just like the homeless disappear every time you have a Democratic president in office.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and it goes back to my earlier point about hyping and promoting fear. I mean, I've heard some say that, look at the whole focus was, you know, bending the curve on this pandemic, on this virus. But what has come up as a result of all the fear mongering is that, I mean, look at the trajectory of fear. If you could measure, you know, that benchmark, man, the fear is through the charts here.
Yeah, I do keep it pretty nonpartisan and all that when it comes to COVID, when it comes to disease. But yeah, I mean, in terms of, these are empirical facts that we can discuss. In terms of the question, were we lied to by both parties when COVID started about what they had in mind? Yes. I mean, we're currently on day 157 of 15 days to flatten the curve.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I'm a partly native stock by background. You don't necessarily trust the government when it says give up your guns and lock yourself in your house.
Yeah, that's another issue. Yes, exactly.
But no, I mean, in all reality, I think we can say that a lot of elements of the presentation of COVID-19 have been almost fictional. One of the things that really gets me with COVID is just the transparent moving of the goalposts.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's been the big problem in terms of trusting information, and why people are all over this place is because we've been so recklessly informed, if I can put it in those terms.
Yeah, and I think that's, frankly, that's why people follow alternative media like you and a lot of the other major players in talk radio. I mean, like, my social media has about quintupled during this. I mean, it's across all pages, probably 100,000 people. I mean, people are looking, Alex Berenson, the reporter, has started saying, you know, quote-unquote heterodox things about COVID, just published a best-selling book. I think whether or not all of that is perfectly on point, I think people want something other than what looks like obviously false information that they're getting from almost state media, and I think that's a valid desire. Mm-hmm. I mean, in terms of the COVID goalposts, like, the first thing, like, my fiance and I were hardcore about flatten the curve for 15 days.
No.
But I mean, the idea was, why don't you almost stay home? Why don't you work on your fitness? Why don't we get medical people time to build up their PPE? And we did that. And in fact, we got more PPE than we expected. We did everything that we said.
Mm-hmm.
But then the idea became, well, let's keep flattening the curve. Let's lock down until there's a vaccine. And as we know now, the IFR for COVID-19, the projection for fatality, dropped from 5% to 0.26%. Well, that doesn't matter. What if there are these chronic after effects? And you kind of get the feeling that there are public officials that, either because they have a partisan horse in the upcoming election,
mm-hmm.
or just because they're terrified of rioting, for whatever reason, would like to keep the people off the streets mm-hmm. for as long as possible. And I don't think that's going to work in a free country.
Well, they're extending their 15 minutes of fame right now. I mean, nobody knew about Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx, and they're finding out more and more about Anthony Fauci. I mean, we do know that he can't pitch. We know that. We're not going to put him in, you know, at the bottom of the ninth inning. But nonetheless, I mean, we've gotten information, whether it's from Fauci, and I believe that what the president set up with, you know, Vice President Pence and, you know, this group, you know, to try to stay on top of this, I think they've done as good a job as they can, but sometimes you can't help but be suspicious with, as you say, you start seeing their political horses that they've got in the race, and, you know, like Dr. Fauci's disdain over hydroxychloroquine, and then you find out, well, he has patents with remdesivir. Does that prejudice his credibility And it causes one to question anyway.
Yeah, I think that's a valid question that can be asked. I mean, does this very powerful medical man have an interest in a competing product? That's something I don't know the answer to, but that citizens can discuss. I do think that what we can definitely say, though, is that as we've progressed through everything that we were initially asked to do as a people, we're being asked to do more and more things. And I think it's just empirically valid. This isn't my speculation, as I sometimes say, like cocky center-right political writer. This is just factual. Mm-hmm. It's a point of note that a lot of these things don't seem to have anything to do with what would actually slow down COVID, which is protecting seniors.
Yes.
I mean, the panic over college football, for example. I mean, if you think about that, these are the healthiest people in the world. These are physical specimens. If you're talking about a Power 5 conference, a fourth or a fifth of them are going to the pros, literally. They're probably going to be playing in a bubble. And there's this frenzied idea of, are they going to be safe from COVID? And the answer is yes. We can't panic to the point where we start thinking that COVID-19 is going to sweep through Clemson's football roster. It's just the consistent repetition of this panic. And you see that a lot in the media lately.
Exactly. Have we lost an NFL player or NBA player?
No, none
of the kids, but yet here we are. And the thing is that these institutions are still valuable to our society because they offer distraction. I mean, there is a purpose and a reason why people follow sports the way they do, is there not?
There sure is. Now, one thing I want to say just while we're both talking in front of a large audience, I mean, not only have we not lost any NFL players, we haven't lost anyone in that range. Working on a pretty serious article, I pulled up the CDC data the other day. The total number of people under 16 to have died from COVID is 45 out of 62 million or whatever that number is this year. The total number of people under 25, which would include all the college athletes who have died of COVID, is 200. And those people all had some kind of pre-existing condition, a morbid obesity, that sort of thing. And I don't think you see a lot of that in the Alabama locker room.
Right.
So one thing we have to recognize is that life has a value. This is something that I was amazed to see no one discussing for the first couple months of COVID. Mm-hmm. Obviously, yes, if we shut down the football season in the fall, and 30,000 athletes can't play, and 100 million fans can't watch, that has a value. If I were in a leadership role and someone told me, we have to do this or we'll lose two lives, which is what you're talking about when you're talking about people in that health range, I'm not sure I'd make that call and end that season. I mean, there's an element of risk that goes into just being alive. And the longer citizens get used to not being able to leave their houses to avoid all risk, the more that's going to get ground into their persona. And I can't think of anything
exactly
worse
right
for the USA.
Oh, we're being preconditioned. There's no doubt about it, don't you think?
Next time around,
what do you think is going to happen?
Well,
I mean,
that's what I was going to say. Yeah. I don't think this was intentional at first. I'm not a conspiracy head. But I will say that, yeah, you're going to see groups. The next one's going to be climate change, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see people saying, we already saw Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan declare racism to be a pandemic. And we now know that there are specific things governors feel they can legally do in response to a pandemic. So I think we're going to see this argument over and over and over again. Like, we shut down our whole economy for 2 months to save Granny. How can we not do exactly the same to save Mother Earth? I mean,
exactly.
It's not going to stop.
No, the transition, I can see that as well. And, of course, New York, we've got some new numbers coming out of New York. And Governor Cuomo didn't do a good job at saving Granny. I mean, he threw Granny way under the bus in this whole deal, did he not?
Yeah, now that was true for many states, red, blue. I mean, average victims, 82. But what Cuomo did, yeah, he actually lied about the nursing home numbers, where for months he was counting only people that actually died on nursing home premises as nursing home victims. We now know there are 13,000 empty beds plus the number he gave originally. We now know about half of New York's deaths came out of the nursing homes.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
We got to leave it there. He's the author of the book, Taboo, 10 Facts You Can't Talk About. Once you read the book, you can't help but talk about it. Dr. Wilfred Riley right here on Bill Martinez Live. Wilford, always an honor. Thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated?